the prior direction to use a regional treatment facility would have cost about $94 million, and today we're going to be finishing this project for slightly over $77 million. The budget for the project was around $61 million, $61.5 million. We had known that this project was going to come in at more than budget, even when the project was awarded. We're back here today reconciling, now that the project is coming to a close, the difference between the previous budget and what the final budget is going to be as we finish the project. This storage facility, when the project started, I believe, in September of 2011, by the end of this year, actually, 12/31/2013, we need to put this huge project into service. So we're under a amended consent judgment. That's where a federal court is requiring the county to complete these water quality improvements by the end of this year. So we are under a tremendous timeline. And this particular project is one facet of our program to actually remove this unsanitary water from Onondaga Creek and Onondaga Lake and improve our environment. So this project, what it does is actually using a combined balance of green infrastructure ahead of it and what we call gray infrastructure or made out of concrete infrastructure here, we are able to actually store or hold back stormwater so that when it mixes with the sanitary water in our combined sewers, that stored water in this facility holds about 10 Olympic swimming pools full of stored water. That stored water is held until after the wet weather event or the end of the storm, and then we pump it back to our metro treatment plant where it gets some of the best treatment in the nation.